They ask me, am I okay? They ask me if I'm happy. Are they asking me that because of the shit that's been thrown at me? Or am I just a little snappy and they genuinely care? Duty, most of my life has just been me and you there. And I continuously stare at pictures of you. I never got to say I love you as much as I wanted to, but I do. Yeah, I say it now when you can't hear me. What the fuck good does that do me now? But somehow I know you're near me, your presence. Oh, I went and dropped some presents off for Easter to them. Two little beautiful boys of yours to try to ease them. Mine's a little and dog, you never believe this. But Sharonda, actually talks to me now. Jesus and everyone else is just trying to pick up the pieces. Man, how could you touch so many fucking lives and just leave us? They say grievance has a way of affecting everyone different. If it's true, how the fuck I'm supposed to get over you? Difficult as it sounds.
Yo, yeah.
Duty, that's what we call each other. I don't know where it came from, but it just stuck with us. We was always brothers, never thought about each other's skin colors. Till one day we was walking up the block in the summer. It was like 90 degrees, I was catching a sunburn. Trying to walk under the trees just to give me some comfort. I'm moaning, I just want to get home. And I look over and your shirt is off. I'm like, you're gonna fry. You're like, no, I won't. I'm black, stupid. Black people, they got melatonin in their skin. We don't burn me while my face is glowing. And I feel like I'm on fire. And the entire time you're just laughing at me and snapping at me with your shirt, bastard. And I still have to get you back for that shit. And by the way, them Playboy rings my mother stole from you when Nate finally got them back, shit. It must have been at least 16 years ago. Well, I put them in your casket. I'm moving past it. It still ain't registered yet, but you can bet your legacy they'll never forget. The Motor City Motown hip hop vet, hip hop shop dreads. It don't stop there. Yeah, as difficult as it sounds.
Yeah.
And this may sound a little strange, but I'ma tell it. I found a jacket that you left at my wedding. I picked it up to smell it. I wrapped it up in plastic until I put it in glass and hang it up in the hallway so I can always look at it. And as for all of me and D12, we feel like fuck rat. It feels like our general just fucking died in our lap. We shut off all the pages, all our cell numbers are changed. Our two ways are in the trash of some cats. I'll have to find a new way. And I know that it feels like the dreams would die with you today. But the truth is, they're all still here and you ain't. Purple gang, you gotta keep pressing on. Don't ever give up the dream, dog. I got love for you all. And duty, it's true you brought people together who never would have been in the same room if it wasn't for you. You were the peacemaker, duty. I know sometimes you were moody, but you hated confrontation and truly hated the feuding. But you was down for yours whenever it came to scrapping. If it had to happen, it had to happen. Believe me, I know you're the one who taught me to throw them bows back on Dresden. From making cars to paintball and getting arrested. They're sitting across from each other in cells laughing and jesting. They tried to hit us for 5 years, but had no question. I guess them hookers and bums that we shot up didn't show up for court, so we got off on the technicality, left sweating. Me, you, and what's his face? I forgot his fucking name. Shame he even came to your funeral. He betrayed our team, and if I see him again, I'ma punch him in the fucking face. And that's on Haley J. Whitney Lane and Elena's name. I let the pistol bang once just to lick a shot in the air for you and pour some liquor out with Obi in the parking lot of 54 just before we were supposed to get in cars to come and see you. And small, difficult as it sounds.